Hey, Jack, I know you're on the other side of the ball from Bear Backmeyer, but what was kind of the team's general reaction when coaches went with a freshman, true freshman, to start at QB, and how have you guys kind of supported him and rallied around him?
I mean, we were all excited. We know our coaches are going to make the right decisions and who's performing the best at this moment. We all love him. He's a great guy, great leader for this offense, and he had a really amazing camp, so we're all rallying behind him.
All right, next question will be from Mitch Harper.
Jack, when you say Bear had an amazing camp, how challenging was it to go up against him when he was, you know, operating with that first team offense?
It was challenging. He makes great reads, throws a good ball. He's a dual threat, so he can run when the pocket collapses and things like that. So it was a challenge, but it's good for us to learn from that, and it was good for him to be able to do those things against our defense as well.
All right, next, we'll hear a question from Sean Walker.
Jack, we talked during camp about how much Siali has been impressive in that linebacker room. I think you've brought him up a couple of times, but what do you make of Shea Bryant's father, kind of running right there with him, being neck and neck in that competition at Mac linebacker, and how impressive you've been with Shea's game, I guess, for camp?
Super impressed. Him and Siali have done a great job, have a great camp. Obviously, Chase had another year under his belt with this defense, so he's been learning it. He's playing a lot faster now, and he played some DN and other stuff at UCLA, so his pass rush ability really comes into play. But he's had a great camp learning the scheme, and, yeah, him and Siali are going to be great at that max spot.
All right, next question from Jay Cash.
Jack, when I talked to you at Big 12 Media Days, you said you had aspirations of getting double-digit sacks this year. You still believe you can accomplish that?
Yeah, for sure. I think coaches will put us in good positions. Obviously, that's my goal, so I hope I can accomplish it. But we have pass rush coaches that have all done a great job with us this camp, and we've continually trended upward, and everyone's got better pass rushing.
You mentioned the pass rush coaches. Coach Chad Kay, I believe, was working with you. What's he brought? Like, what has made the difference, in your opinion, with him working with you guys?
Really working on the little details like footwork, hands, different moves. We have a lot more moves in our toolbox now instead of just certain ones. So now we have, like, different things we can throw and then have counter moves off of those. Just a lot of different things in our toolbox now.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper.
Jack, is someone who was a former FCS player, do you kind of emphasize the importance of always staying dialed in because of this opportunity that an FCS team has to play an FBS?
Yeah, for sure. This is going to be a big game for them. It's a big game for us as well. FCS players are great players. They can play football really well. So I think it's definitely important for us to stay locked in and stay true to our game plan.
Wanted to ask you, too, staying in the linebacker unit, Sam Linebacker, you from Asiata's there now. You know, what's maybe the big changes between OE and Sam, and what does Ephraim bring to that linebacker unit with you guys?
I mean, it's a very similar position. Obviously, he's going to be in coverage a lot more now, but Ephraim's a super physical, fast kid. He can read, run well, read pass, get in the drops, play man coverage. So he's done a great job at Sam.
All right, next question from Brandon Gurney.
Jack, you and Isaiah were kind of the headliners heading into the season, established yourselves as top playmakers last season. What strides have you seen from Isaiah, and what strides have you seen from yourself personally just going into this season?
I would say understanding the full playbook. Obviously, we knew our assignments last year, but now we're understanding where safeties are dropping, corners are going. So it kind of helps us better with run fits, certain things just to – where to fit, because we know where the safeties or corners are going to fit off of us. So just playing at a faster, higher level now.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Jack, I don't know if you recall any of this maybe from your time at Weber State or anything, because I believe you faced Portland State a time or two. They've got a really unique offense. They call it Barney Ball up there. Do you remember anything about Barney Ball, or what have you kind of read into it, looked into it, kind of thing that sort of excites you to go against?
I haven't really heard Barney Ball, that term, used, but their offense is, they have a lot of unique plays, so it's definitely going to, a lot of misdirection and stuff that's going to test our eye control and eye discipline, so it's going to be a fun challenge for us, and we're excited for it.